The only situation that would have been possible would have been if we'd have played a lot of Subhuman and touring the States, we could have perhaps used the Joe Richardson
group
and his group and done it in a different way. But that would have taken a lot of organisation as well. You know, we'd have had to get Joe and his guys over to England, or we'd have had to come out for America for a long time. So
kind of management, it was kind of heavy.
It
and
would have been a little bit too complicated and probably too expensive to arrange something like that. But that was that would have been the only possibility. And then, you know, if we'd have wanted to do things that weren't from Subhuman, you know, we wouldn't be using Joe for those. So it's been an interesting challenge. I mean, we worked a lot on the preparation so that it wasn't just like the record. You know, we reworked most of the songs and changed structures a little bit to make it work more as a new object, and so that the fans had had something new to listen to. Mm-hmm.
Sounds and bits from old songs and
It was really interesting to construct
challenging,
because it was like making a new album in a way.
Indeed.
Yes.
And
you kind of had to release in again all the tracks and think about it.
Yeah, and think about how that would work in a live situation. So we realised that probably more minimal was probably more interesting. So it gives us a little bit more space to do things live.
Mm-hmm.
But it took along a lot of preparation. But it's been good, really good fun. Really enjoyed it so far.